And we didn't, I had never used
it. And she got so where now she used it just a teeny in dressing or something like that. Mm-hmm. You can't use much because this is style.
Mm-hmm.
It's you 10 times style.
You never used it when you were young. Right?
Oh, no,
Yeah, but you did use, did you ever have any shallot?
Shallot onions? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now they're pretty powerful, aren't they?
Yeah,
pretty powerful. And also the little multiplying onions.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't fool with them too much there. We relied on the main old Bermuda onion there. That's what mm-hmm. we relied on. However, we don't get the Bermuda onion like we used to get back when I was a kid there. It was a little small white onion, right flat, just as sweet as it could be. And man, with a bowl
not too big.
And now they grow red big and they're hot. Mm. And they don't taste. Now those little Bermuda onions that we used to get, they were sweet. And man, with a bowl of peas, I'd eat a bowl of peas and two onions anytime. Mm. And about a piece and a half of cornbread. The way Mama used to cook it, she'd cook it in a big skillet. And then she'd take a knife and come just quartering it. And you take a hunk of that and eat it, well, man, you done eat some meals.
Good supper.
We don't like it.
Then you take the black soup of the peas there and then crumble that cornbread up in it there and get me a piece of onion. Shoot. And I couldn't gain a pound back in them days to save my life. And now I don't eat nothing there and just look like the stuff just rolled on. I can't understand.
We don't like it and I've never cooked it. But a lot of people in this area like pokes at it.
Yeah, pokes at it.
This is told me about that. In fact, I didn't know what it was, and she showed me pokeweed.
Yeah. The funny thing over there, I have my barn and my cows over across the railroad, and I have a head catcher there that I catch my calves and my cows in there to vaccinate them and castrate them, whatever I have to do to them there. And right there outside of my gate, it was a tremendous. Some poke salad come up, and I told this veterinarian, I said, you like poke salad? He said, no. I said, that stuff is poison. I said, no, it ain't bad. I done died when I was a kid. Of course, my mother used to take it, and she'd make a little mustard with it there, and with greens, make greens out of it, or she'd take it and scramble eggs with it there, and we'd eat it.
Mm. It has a strong flavor for
No, sir, not too strong.
I have tasted it. To me, it's more like spinach.
Yeah, it's more like spinach.
I don't care for spinach.
I believe that's called a wild spinach. Pokeweed or wild spinach.
Well, then I found later on that he also went on and said, he said, now the leaves are not poured. They have a little poison in them, but when you boil them right. Mm-hmm. He said, now the main poison is in the stem. But that don't prove true because you took the stem, Hazel Harrell, where I told you to take the stem and you would pickle it there.
You have to boil it and carry it through a certain process, though, where it's
and
not poison.
And you would pickle it there and make a pickle out of the stem of the
poison cows, if they
eat it. Like a cow won't eat it.
They won't eat it.
That reminds me, what things do you have that are poisonous other than...
You mean in the weed line? We call them pawpaws. They grow down in bottom there, and they're similar to a hazelnut bush, except they grow a pretty good size...
I thought it was buckeyes.
Buckeye. That's right, instead of pawpaw. Well, I believe some people call them pawpaw, don't they?
I don't recall them being called pawpaws.
And if a cow eats them, it'll kill them. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And also now in Spring Creek Bottom, that's where we were raised, my dad and him was raised, we used to put our cattle down there.